Chapter 5. So, a little tenderness. Dancing with Yue Baiyi isn't like anything else Xia'er has ever done. For one thing, they still haven't really talked about competing. Xia'er isn't even sure he wants to, or at least, not in the short term. With the number of times he's been stopped in the street and asked for a comment about the newest revelations concerning his Yifu, the idea of being looked at by an entire audience? No. Or, at least not yet. For another, Yue Baiyi doesn't even really seem to care about their dancing. Or, well, that's not quite true. It's obvious he cares. No one who didn't could move the way he does. But he doesn't demand that they rehearse for a minimum of 2 hours per day, doesn't prescribe Xia'er an exercise regimen or monitor his diet. The only exception is around when they meet. When Xia'er mentioned he'd skipped classes to meet Yue Baiyi at the studio at the time he'd proposed, Yue Baiyi had scowled at him and bullied him into giving up his timetable, and made a point of never inviting Xia'er to the studio when he was supposed to be at university. And then, of course, there's the way he totally fails to react to Xia'er hitting on him. Xia'er knows he's attractive, objectively speaking. He even knows he's Yue Baiyi's type, assuming that Rong Chongqing was also Yue Baiyi's type, unless Yue Baiyi's type is tragically heterosexual or taller than him, in which case they're both out of luck. He doesn't think Yue Baiyi is unmoved by his beauty. Certainly when Xia'er flirts, he flirts back. But when Xia'er pushes a little further, lets his fingers trail over Yue Baiyi's neck, leans into the thigh between his legs, offers to blow him up against the windows, Yue Baiyi always backs off. It should make him angry. He should feel coddled, broken. He should feel like damaged goods the way he does every time he has to tell some fucking asshole tabloid reporter that he doesn't give a good fucking goddamn what happens to Xiao Jing or Tai Lake, and he does not want to talk about what happened and get the fuck out of his face before. Threats would only feed them, so he doesn't. But he does snip the valve on one guy's tires when he starts hanging around Dupuis's apartment. Anyway, every time Yue Baiyi says no, it somehow feels impermanent. A change of weight, a counter. When they go back to dancing, Yue Baiyi holds him just as close as he had before. Xia'er jerks off about it in the shower, forearm braced on the wall, water in his eyes, the press of Yue Baiyi's chest, his thigh up between his legs. He imagines running against it with his hot hands on his hips, like a bachata without the pretense. It's not out of his system at all. At least his footwork is improving, and he's scouring the rust off his Cantonese. It's worth it, even if he's not getting everything he wants. Xia'er goes to the studio, changes in the locker room, and locks up his stuff. It's hot, the sky thick and heavy with clouds, and even the air feels like it's sweating. He mops off the back of his neck with a towel before he even goes into the studio. Yue Baiyi is there already, of course. He always is. One day, Xia'er is going to cut class again and get there early to figure out what he does while he's waiting. Right now, though, he's just flat on the floor, his white tank top stuck to his back with sweat, a rotary fan ruffling the hairs at the nape of his neck as it struggles to move the heavy air. Even his man bun looks like it's about to wilt. Ugh, Yue Baiyi pronounces, with the gravitas of a king. Fucking summer. Ugh, Xia'er agrees, and stands directly in front of the fan. He lifts his shirt, lets the air skim over his skin, raising goosebumps. Stop stealing my breeze, Yue Baiyi grunts as he gets to his feet, twists to make his spine crack. You got something in mind, or should I just hit shuffle? No quick step. He pulls his shirt back down, but not before he catches Yu Baiyi's eyes on him. I'm not running in this heat. You really want to be on me right now? After a point, the sweat all blurs together. They put on libertango and dance slow. Rondes and extensions, no lifts. There are flicks and hooks and decorations, but in a haze. They stay close through the chest. Sweat from Yu Baiyi's temple runs down Xia Ar's cheek. It should be disgusting. He wants to drag his tongue all the way up Yu Baiyi's neck and bite him. When the song ends, Xia Ar lingers. He runs a hand down Yu Baiyi's bicep. It's slick with sweat, no friction at all. And Yu Baiyi doesn't flinch. They lean into each other, breathing slow. Xia Ar curls his fingers loosely around Yu Baiyi's wrist, feeling the pulse. He might be losing his mind. The next song is half the speed of a tango, violins soaring over bluesy guitars while the singer croons.
I'm so tired of playing with this bow and arrow. Gonna give my
they dance again. The first raindrops hit the window. They sound like someone throwing pebbles, like paparazzi or the love interest in a shitty 80s movie. There's music, and there's the drumming on the glass, and there's the shush-shush of dance shoes on the floor as Xia Ar spins and comes back, thigh up around Yu Baiyi's hip. He holds on as Yu Baiyi pulls him forward, backs up almost against the wall, then swivels them through a corner. They turn, twist, walk with their bodies close and their foreheads pressed closer. In the hot room, their breath comes harder. Thunder cracks outside. It makes Xia Ar jump, makes him remember the studio and the struggling fan. Yu Baiyi spins him into shadow hold, left hands clasped, both their right on Xia Ar's hip. There's space between their bodies now, but it's charged. Thunder rolls again. They make a circuit of the room and slot back into closed hold. So close, Xia Ar can't see Yu Baiyi's face. He keeps his turned away. There's another flash outside, a near deafening boom. The music stops. The fan spins through a few more rotations on momentum, then stops as well. Xia Ar laughs. On impulse, he pushes his forehead against Yu Baiyi's neck and rests there. For a tantalizing moment, Yu Baiyi's huge hand covers the back of Xia Ar's neck, blunt fingernails combing through the stray wisps of hair there. Do you need to check on that? He asks Yu Baiyi's neck. Yu Baiyi shivers when Xia Ar's breath skims across his throat. His fingers scratch a little when they flex against Xia Ar's neck. Nah, it's just us today. Oh. Slowly, so slowly, afraid of breaking the tension or frightening Yu Baiyi away, or worse, Xia Ar lifts his head. In the strange gray light filtering in through the windows, Yu Baiyi's face looks cold and hard and proud, a monument from some ancient temple. His eyes are soft. Xia Ar wets his lips. Swallows when Yu Baiyi's eyes track the movement. His stomach flutters, nerves making him dizzy as he rests his hand against the hollow of Yu Baiyi's collarbones. When he speaks, his voice comes out unsure, hesitant, embarrassing. Kiss me? Yu Baiyi's gaze flicks from his eyes to his mouth. Xia Ar waits for him to let go and call him a brat. He doesn't think he'll be cruel about it. Instead, Yu Baiyi ducks his head and brushes his lips across Xia Ar's mouth. The breath shudders out of him, hot. And then his mouth is on Chiar's, his tongue in his mouth, and both hands cup his face as he steps into his space. In and in, backing him up against the mirror. Chiar's shoulders hit it, sweat and skin squeaking against the glass. He grabs Yibai around the waist and tugs him flush, reaches down to palm his ass with both hands. Yibai threads a hand into his hair and pulls in reply. A groan punches out of Chiar's lungs. He braces for things to get fast and frantic, to bite and claw, but then they don't. Yubai's mouth moves slow and strong against his big hand cradling Chiar's skull, gentle despite the iron grip on his hair. His body is so solid, a weight that Chiar wants to shove against for the pleasure of failing to move him. He finds himself slowing, matching Yubai's pace. The push, the pull. He hooks a hand around the back of Yubai's neck, traces the flex and bunch of the muscle there with his fingertips. Yubai bullies his way even closer to Chiar, and Chiar shifts his thighs apart to make room for him, presses the whole line of his body against Yubai's. Mouth, chest, thigh, calf twines around him like they're still dancing. He makes hungry little noises in the back of his throat, and Yubai pets at his hair, runs his fingernails along his scalp, holds him and kisses his mouth until it bruises. Yubai presses his thigh up between Chiar's legs. Chiar ruts down against it, groaning, gasping. His heart thumps wildly behind his ribs. Yeah? Yubai mouths at his throat. Chiar's cock twitches and he winces. Words, little prince, Yubai says, and bites the hinge of Chiar's jaw. I want to hear you say it. Chiar tilts his head back as far as it can go. Yubai's palm is still cupping the curve of his skull, like Chiar is somehow fragile or precious. He opens his mouth to speak just as Yubai's other hand finds his ass and squeezes. A terrible wheezing noise comes out of Chiar's throat, like an air mattress deflating. Please, he manages, thin and reedy, the word forcing its way up from his guts. I want you, please. Fuck, Yubai rasps. Yeah, I got you. And then he sinks to his knees. Chiar manages not to yelp. What are you doing? Like some kind of enormous virgin. But he does go bug-eyed in the gray light. Another crack and flash of lightning throws Yubai's face into relief. His dark eyes, the way his tongue sweeps his lower lip as he hooks his fingers into Chiar's leggings. The silent question on his face. Chiar opens his thighs in answer. Then he reaches to one side and gets a death grip on the bar. It wobbles alarmingly under his hand, but his knees aren't much better. Yubai eases Chiar's leggings down, then his underwear too, skimming them down Chiar's ankles. Chiar inhales shakily and lifts one foot out of the tangle, hooking that knee over Yubai's shoulder. A hand cups the back of his thigh a moment later, branding hot, and somehow that single point of contact feels more stable than the foot Chiar actually has on the floor. Yubai smirks up at him, and then licks the inside of Chiar's thigh, a long, wet stripe up the skin. It tickles. Chiar slaps a hand over his mouth to stifle a giggle, regrets it instantly when Yubai pushes his nose into the delicate skin where thigh meets groin, claps his hand back down on the bar and chokes back a mortifying whimper. Yubai doesn't even do anything, just nuzzles him. It's been a while since Chiar shaved or waxed or anything, and he's sure his stubble can't be comfortable. But Yubai doesn't even seem to notice, rubbing his cheek against Chiar's pelvis like a cat. Scent marking, Shi'ar thinks absurdly, and bites his lip hard to keep the hysterics inside. He's half hard already. Just the puff of Yibai's breath makes him twitch. Please, he says again, almost lost amidst the driving rain. Yibai nips his thigh and makes Shi'ar gasp, but the mark he leaves is so faint it won't even bruise. Then he takes him in hand, holds him, nothing more. He presses Shi'ar's cock tenderly towards his stomach and leans in to mouth at his balls, at the base of his cock. Shi'ar squeezes his eyes shut and tips his hips forward. The hand on the bar clenches so hard it shakes. Come on, come on! Ask, Yibai says. He sounds fucking wrecked and they haven't even done anything. Let me hear it, sweetheart. Shi'ar nearly wails with frustration. What he wants is vast and terrifying, a many-armed shadow that stretches far beyond the pair of them here and now, wound up in a net of fear and pride and Shi'ar's all-consuming greed. But there's also Yibai on his knees, hungry mouth dragging across Shi'ar's hip, waiting for him. Your mouth, he says, almost a whisper. Give me your mouth. Yibai swallows him down, not all at once, but in little bobs that make Shi'ar hiccup and gasp. Outside, the wind howls, and inside, Shi'ar clings to Yibai's hair hard enough that it has to hurt. Yibai shows no sign of it, though. Maybe he likes it. Shi'ar chances a glance down and finds him with his eyes closed and a smug smile on his shadowed face as he works his way down. He lingers for only a moment before pulling off with a hard suck, like Shi'ar is a fucking popsicle or something. He gets licked like one, too, up and down his shaft until he swears and pulls on Yubai's hair, drags it loose from its bun. Shi'ar keeps his fist tangled in it and gives up on being quiet. The thunder drowns him out. Again, Yibai bobs his head down, teasing him with his tongue, sucking softly, then harder when it makes Shi'ar tremble and arch off the mirror. If this is how good it always feels, then... Yibai moans around Shi'ar's dick, eyes drifting closed. Like this is just as good for him as it is for Shi'ar. Like he wants to be here. That's what undoes him in the end. He yanks at Yubai's hair, barely manages to mumble, gonna come, and Yubai just hums and takes him deeper. Shi'ar unravels with a sharp cry, drowned out by another roll of thunder, by the windows rattling under a million hammerfall raindrops. Yubai licks him clean, after, through his flinching and shivering. Then eases back. With a groan and another squeak of sweaty skin on glass, Shi'ar slides down the mirror and just drops his bare ass on the dance floor. That good? Yibai asks, but it's not as smug as it could be. Shi'ar cracks an eye open. Yibai kneels in front of him, flushed, mouth red, hard in his sweatpants. There's an odd look on his face, and Shi'ar can't place it, no matter how hard he stares. You want me to? He asks, gesturing with one hand. You think you can? Yibai asks, a hint of his usual swagger curling around the corners of his mouth. You look like your skeleton bailed on you. This, Shi'ar is forced to acknowledge, is perhaps a valid point. 5 minutes. He pauses, considering. Maybe 10. Yibai huffs, soft, amused, maybe even fond, and shuffles forwards on his knees. Shi'ar reaches for him, and together they manage to gather Shi'ar's wayward, uncooperative limbs into Yibai's lap. They kiss, slow, unhurried, trading breath back and forth. Shi'ar pulls away from Yubai's mouth and makes the mistake of looking at his face. I want to compete, he blurts. Something like a frown passes over Yu Baiyi's face, but he smooths it away again. Right. Well, there's plenty of people who'd be happy to have you. I can...
Fuck those people,
Xia'er says. What are you even talking about? I want to compete with you, dipshit. Yu Baiyi blinks, and all at once his expression slots into place. Fear looks odd on his face, especially Kiss flushed and still dark-eyed with arousal. But that's what it is. When Xia'er starts to pull back, Yu Baiyi's hands tighten on his hips. You sure? Are you? It's more bite than kiss, the way Yu Baiyi presses their mouths together. Xia'er returns it and tugs on his hair again for good measure. Then Yu Baiyi sighs and drops his face into the sweaty crook of Xia'er's neck. Yeah, he mutters there. I'm sure. We'll need new routines.
Let's start by getting you some music from this decade, maybe?
They seem to have decided to forget, or pretend to forget, about the very noticeable cock prodding into Xia'er's thigh. But from the feel of it, he's going to want time, space, and a bed before he tries to do anything complicated with that, anyway. This time, when he pulls back, Yu Baiyi lets him climb off so he can struggle back into his underwear and his leggings, hissing as they press up against his oversensitive cock. Poor baby, Yu Baiyi mocks, even as he eases himself up to his feet. Did I wreck you?
Careful, Grandpa,
Xia'er says. He almost struts over, preening a little under the weight of Yu Baiyi's gaze. You're stuck with me now. There's a moment when he drapes himself against Yu Baiyi, arms around his shoulders. Just a single moment, barely more than a heartbeat, where Yu Baiyi stiffens, and Xia'er is sure he's about to pull back, pull away, tell Xia'er it was all a mistake. Then Yu Baiyi kisses him again, sharp and hungry. Xia'er kisses back, triumphant, smiling into Yu Baiyi's mouth. They don't actually manage to dance again that afternoon. Something about Xia'er's legs turning into pudding, and the rain only carrying off some of the infernal heat, and the bit where the power is well and truly blown, so they can't get their music back. They putter around the studio, though, drawing figures, talking, planning. Yu Baiyi's old routines were meant to suit his body and one Xia'er doesn't know. Xia'er's old routines. Well, he doesn't want to touch them again. Xia'er gets back to Dupuse's place with dance homework on top of the music history he's supposed to finish, and ends up doing them at the same time, choking up the awkward central hallway of Dupuse's investor-friendly apartment with footwork until she chases him off with a feather boa and orders them both pad thai and green curry and masaman. "What's gotten into you, Xia Xia?" she asks, once she's set her phone aside. "This is your fault," he says cheerfully, stealing her feather boa and tossing it around his neck. "You did this."
"I have no idea what you're talking about," she says, all faux innocence, and then frowns.
"Wait, I haven't done anything recently." "What?" Xia'er rolls his shoulder back, letting the boa fall away from his neck. Yu Baiyi didn't leave hickeys exactly, but his skin is still red and sensitive from all the attention. When Dupuse sees it, her eyes go comically wide, and she shrieks.
"Yes!"
she leaps at him, and only long exposure lets him stand his ground as she bounces her way into a hug.
"I fucking knew it!"
He allows it until she starts trying to pinch his cheeks, then shakes her off with a quick shrug.
"You're going to tell Chun Chao, aren't you?"
"Of course I'm going to tell Chun Chao. Someone should get to celebrate around here." She picks up her phone.
"Grab the delivery when it gets here. And tell me everything."